Today, Greek police announced their first arrests of one of the most elusive and reputedly one of the smallest terrorist groups in Europe. It's called November 17th, and it emerged more than 25 years ago when the CIA station chief in Athens, Richard Welch, was assassinated. Ever since then, there have been nearly two dozen killings attributed to November 17th. John Psaropoulos is the editor of the Athens News and joins us from the Greek capital. John, first of all, can you tell us who is in custody now and what they've confessed to?
Well, the latest developments are that three men have been arrested and charged. Two of them have confessed to a series of murders, some of which go back to 1984. And the third man has confessed to assisting with robberies and in other ways. But the importance of today's event is that for the first time in almost 20 years, we actually have faces fitted to crimes.
Well, the Greek police have been on this case for decades. Why the breakthrough now?
There are some technical reasons, I think. One is that Scotland Yard, which has great experience in fighting terrorism because of the IRA, only became seriously involved after the assassination of a British official in June of 2000. That played a major role because Scotland Yard recategorized all the evidence that existed from previous attacks. And I think they greatly helped Greek police to adopt a more effective methodology. There are other reasons. September 11th has definitely added to the political pressure on the government. The Olympic Games in 2004 have definitely given a deadline to the government to produce results. And, of course, I think the changing times. The fact that this is a very ideological left-wing organization, and the ideological basis for their struggle is gradually being removed. It's being eroded. Communism has collapsed.
Well, I have heard intelligence attributed to the Greek police over the years that there may have been as few as a dozen people in this November 17th group. Of the three people who've been arrested and who've confessed to some offenses, who are they and what are they all about?
Well, it's still completely unknown what proportion of the group has actually been brought to light and arrested. Here's an interesting feature. Two of the three people who were arrested today are brothers. And they together are the linked, of course, to yet a third brother, the man who on June 29th accidentally allowed a bomb to go off in his hands, injuring himself and, in effect, falling into the hands of the police. And that's the event which led to a string of revelations. The man was being interrogated as he convalesced in hospital, and it's widely believed, although police has not said so, that that bomber's revelations led to the arrest of his two brothers and possibly to other people in the group.
John, we've been talking about November 17th. First, what happened on November 17th to warrant the name of this group, and what is their agenda?
Well, the group calls itself after November 17th, 1973. That's the night on which army tanks rolled into the Polytechnic in central Athens, where students were holding a sort of staging a protest and really had barricaded themselves behind the very thick iron girders of the Polytechnic because they were protesting against the military junta of colonels that was then in its sixth year of government. On that night, several people were killed, and it galvanized public opinion against the colonels, and the entire junta collapsed the following year. The group, November 17th, was very Leninist, very leftist, very anti-American from the very beginning. And if you read their proclamations from that day until now, they've kept very much the same ideological stance.
Well, John Psaropoulos, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Psaropoulos is the editor of the Athens News.